going to bring in Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, who was embedded in the draft room. He's been following the action. In fact, Dave, got to give you props on the preview show. You said the Eagles will not select at number 52, and you were certainly right.
Right, and now I can tell you right now there's a big ovation in the draft room here. I'm outside the draft room. Eagles worked on this deal for quite a while today. And going into the draft, there was a buzz in the building that the Eagles would have an opportunity to move up in this draft. And obviously, they were able to do so at the cost of a fifth-round draft pick. And so the Eagles get that player that we've all been talking about. And Fran, you and Chris have talked about this, another athletic piece for this offense. They use multiple tight ends a lot, and they wanted somebody who really was able to move around the formation, and they got their guy. And in the process, to the great amusement up here, when David Akers was announcing the pick and throwing a little shade on the Dallas Cowboys, had a lot of fun with that as well up here.
So, Dave, was Dallas Goedert the target? Okay, you mentioned that they obviously, there's been a lot of rumblings. They've been trying to move up, you know, all afternoon and early evening here. Was it specifically Goedert that they had in mind here that they wanted to get? Could you tell from the conversations?
Yeah, and I'll confirm that with either Howie or Joe Douglas, whoever comes out here. But, yeah, they had this kind of in the works all day. This is not something that is thrown together at the last minute. It certainly is finalized at the last minute, but the Eagles felt that they needed this kind of piece for the offense, and Goddard just too talented to pass up at a very minimal cost. The Eagles feeling like they get great value here with Dallas Goedert, and he fits right into this offense.
Dave, you've been covering this team for a long time. You've been in this building for a long time. Have you seen anything like this with the Eagles in the past where you've got two really defined matchup problems at that tight end position or even at wide receiver with that kind of size and athleticism and versatility with Zach Ertz now and with Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, I can't remember, you know, this kind of dynamic twosome at the tight end position. I mean, Goddard is obviously a much more talented version of Trey Burton. Trey Burton wasn't drafted and was a jack of all trades. And the Eagles did a really great job, Justin Peel doing a great job coaching up Trey Burton, putting him in position to make a lot of money in free agency, which he didn't. Good luck to Trey. But clearly with these two extremely athletic players, both second-round draft picks, Ertz and Goddard, certainly will need to be refined, will need to get stronger, will need to improve his blocking, do all the things that coaches work with players on. But I don't think from just a pure talent standpoint, pass-catching ability to move and make defenses adjust to you and create favorable matchups. That's what this offense is all about, creating favorable matchups. Goddard really helps the Eagles in that capacity.
Dave, you wrote a brilliant column about Zach Ertz and his place as the veteran in that tight end room. What do you think that he's taken being in the locker room with Brent Celek the last couple of years that's going to help him as he now sort of shifts into a mentorship role in helping bring Dallas Goedert along? Because the faster Goedert comes along, the better this offense can be in 2018.
Yeah, and this is a big jump for Goddard from South Dakota State to the NFL. So there's going to be a transition period that will have to happen pretty quickly here. So I think what Ertz really learned from Brent Celek is you got to bring it every day in practice. You've got to be at your best every day. And what you do in this offseason, what you do from Monday to Saturday keeps you on the field on Sundays. And Celek was such a great preparer, understood the nuances of the game, the little things, worked on improving his blocking. And remember, when Brent Celek was a younger tight end, he was a pass catcher. He changed his game to stay on the field, to help this offense, to help this football team. And I think that's the lesson Zach Ertz learned from Celek. I think that's the lesson that Zach Ertz now passes on to the rest of the tight ends as the dean in that room.
Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, can't wait to listen to the Eagles Live podcast and get the full recap as well as your On the Inside column later on this evening. Thank you so much.